It is Friday afternoon of May 22nd, 2020. And it's Guy's Daily Drive. Sure. Yeah, let's go with that. On my way home, finally, later day than normal. Well, later day than normal recently. Didn't go to the grocery store. Didn't need to. Just not buying as much groceries. And I got, I got a chicken stew going right now. Made it, or set it up before I, holy crap, can people, like, figure out which pedal is the accelerator and which one's the brake? Apparently not. Drivers. And they are bad. And I figured that when all this started, that with less people on the road, it would be less frustrating to get around. And I'm finding that's not true. That is not true at all. What I'm finding is the bad drivers, the ones that really don't know how to drive or can't figure out what it is that they're supposed to do, they're the ones that mostly seem to be out on the roads. No, not like good drivers like me, record videos and livecasts while driving. Because, you know, that's totally safe. Completely safe. Nothing wrong with that at all. I don't know if I'm actually going to do a Guy's Daily Drive. I'm trying to figure out what I want to talk about. And a couple people watching, I'd say give me ideas on what you'd like me to talk about, but I couldn't read it even if you did. So there's that. One thing that I have noticed, I've done all the iOS updates, iPad OS updates, Watch OS updates. CarPlay has changed a little bit, or maybe I just didn't notice it before. It was set, and I don't know why I didn't realize this, it was set on always dark mode, and I don't remember if I set it that way or if that was a default setting. And the only reason why it even came up was excuse me. When I got into the car, all of my apps were, like, moved around. You know, not in the, well, that looks awful, not in the way that I had expected them to be. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll just go into settings and move them around. Because that was where you used to move them around. And it's still where you need to move them around. But they've changed it. They used to give you kind of similar to what they used to do with apps for iPods and iPhones and all the rest of that, is you'd go into iTunes, into settings, and you'd get a virtual screen of what you had. And then you would move things around from screen to screen, from box to box, wherever you wanted to do it. And it was clean, it was simple, easy to figure out. Well, I probably spent like 10 minutes or so, like, going, well, how do I move apps around now? And I'm pushing on the touch screen here in the car, and nothing's moving that way. And I'm trying to figure out, well, how do I get to that screen that I used to have? Well, that screen isn't there anymore. And what you have now is a vertical, sorry, a vertical listing of all of your apps in the order, and this is what finally clued me in the order that you have them on your iOS device. And it was like, oh, as soon as I realized that, it was like, oh, stars above. Yeah. So there's a like little grabby something. I'm not really sure how to describe it. It's on the right side of each app. And you put your finger on that, and then you can move it up and down the scale. Not the scale, but up and down in order of where you want to have your apps. But it doesn't break it down per page. So unless you are looking at CarPlay as you are making these adjustments, you have no idea what page any of this stuff is going to be on. I wrinkle my nose at Apple's solution. Don't particularly care for it. I'm sure someone somewhere went, that's a great idea! That's what they sound like, by the way. That's a great idea! But it's not. It's a terrible, terrible idea. Give us a way to know where we're moving it. How it's being moved and what the end result is going to look like. And right now, you don't have that. You have no idea where it's going to end up. Unless you're looking at the CarPlay screen right from where you started. There are things that I miss with the current situations. And as I'm driving down the highway here on my way home from work, I see things like, well, there's a Roy Rogers, which you're not going to see very many of anymore. On my left side, the last time I filled up my car with gas was 2 weeks ago. You know, when you only go to work twice a week and or grocery store once every week and a half, not really burning that much gas. And I'd like to go someplace. I mean, this is Memorial Day weekend, and thank you to everyone out there who may or may not be listening to this, who has served our country. I deeply appreciate the fact that you made your sacrifices and served this country. But that's, you know, it's Memorial Day, so we have Monday off. And Tracy reminded me that normally they would have, her family would have their family reunion down in North Carolina the weekend before Memorial Day. Well, with everything going on, of course, you know, that didn't happen. And so many of the people that show up to the event are in the high-risk category for COVID-19 that I don't think there was any question in anyone's mind whether or not there was going to be one this year. They just didn't do it, and nobody talked about it. And it wasn't until Tracy told me 2-3 days ago that I even realized that it happened. And it kind of sucks because, you know, I do enjoy going down and seeing all the relatives in North Carolina from Tracy's side of the family. It's always fun. But beyond that, there was just, you know, getting out of town and, you know, doing stuff and going someplace. Even if it wasn't any place exciting, or if it wasn't any place that we hadn't gone to 1,000 times before, like this Smithfield, God, I wonder what they're doing now. The Smithfield, what do you call it? Where you've got all the cut-rate stores, travel, not a travel plaza. There's a pottery there, and then there's outlet stores, Smithfield outlet stores. I've been there, God, I couldn't even tell you how many times over the course of the last 30 years. And that was, but even then, it was fun, you know, even if I didn't buy anything, just to walk around and look at stuff. But even locally, just to go to a restaurant or know that I could go someplace and pick up some, walk inside someplace, pick up some takeout and take it home. Even something as simple as that. It's no longer simple. Getting a haircut. I need a haircut. I mean, look at this. Look at this. This is my hair now. And I like it long. I don't know if I like it this long, but yeah, I like it long. But I definitely would have gotten at least a trim at some point during all of this. I don't know. I guess I just didn't think it was going to last as long as it currently has. And even with, some things opening up, there's no guarantee that there's going to be anything close to what passed for normal in January and February. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Summer's coming up. What are we going to do? Just stay at home for the entire time? Never go anywhere again? It's not like this is... It's not like they're going to come out with a vaccine anytime soon that is going to make this magically go away. Because, like all viruses, it's going to mutate. We never got rid of the cold. We never got rid of the flu. And we get shots. Well, we don't get shots for colds, but we get shots for flu. There's flu shots every single year. And they're not necessarily even like booster shots. They're engineered to whatever the upcoming flu is going to be. So if this mutates, then people who had it before could get it again. People who were in high risk categories for the previous one could still be in a high risk category for the new one. So what's going to happen? I have no idea. And it's not so much scary, even though I'm real close to being in the high-risk category, and okay, whatever. It's just the uncertainty. The fact that none of our leaders really can give us any clear advice other than, well, just stay home. Always wear a mask. Practice social distancing. Okay, well, how long is that going to go on? How long is it going to be until we can go to restaurants? How long is it going to be before we can get on a plane and go someplace and only have the plane one quarter of the way full at, four times the cost just to keep us so-called, being safe from whatever the latest COVID is? And, is this going to be the new normal? I don't know. Hope not, because this sucks. This is just awful. Well, that's going to be it. I'm depressing myself, so I'm gonna stop Guy's Daily Drive for today. I'll still put it out. I'm live casting, so I don't really see how I have any choice unless I go back and delete it off Facebook, which why. If you would like to contact me with some ideas, vacation ideas, and what you can do now with all this stuff going on. Email address is guy@mymac.com. Twitter address is MacParrot and or VertShark. If you'd like to help support the things that I do, go to patreon.com/MacParrot or ko-fi.com/MacParrot or paypal.me/MacPettit. And don't forget, if you're watching this over on YouTube, to like, share, subscribe. Like, share, subscribe. That's all you got to do. Subscribe to me in Podbean. That's where I host all the audio files. Subscribe to Guy's Daily Drive in whatever your particular podcatcher of choice is, and you will not only get Guy's Daily Drive, but you'll also get the Mac to the Future audio when that goes out. We do those on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. And of course, there's the mighty, mighty MyMac.com podcast that I do with Gaz every weekend. And of course, Guy's Daily Drive. So there's all this great, great content that's coming to you. So easy to find, so easy to listen. And I appreciate every single darn one of you who take the time to download and or listen and or to Guy's Daily Drive. And I will see you next time. Bye!